From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. It's against federal law to retaliate against an employee who files a discrimination claim. But can an employer legally retaliate by firing the worker's fiancé or a family member? That was the question before the U.S. Supreme Court today, as NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Eric Thompson and Miriam Regulato met and became engaged while working at North American Stainless Steel in Kentucky. She was a rare female supervisor and filed a sex discrimination claim with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging that she had twice been demoted because of her gender and that she was not getting the same raises as men in her position. 3 weeks after the EEOC notified the company of the charge, Regulato's fiancé, Eric Thompson, was fired from his job as a metallurgical engineer. Thompson sued, claiming he'd been illegally fired to punish his fiancé and to discourage others from making discrimination claims. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, the couple talked about the case.
This was, you know, sending a message to other employees there saying, don't you dare, you know, do what she did. Otherwise, we'll take care of you like we did with her.
This is the worst part of the whole ordeal, is the message and intimidation.
Inside the courtroom, their lawyer, Eric Schnapper, faced an immediate question from a suspicious Justice Scalia, who wanted to know if the pair are still engaged. Justice Ginsburg interjected, they're married. To which lawyer Schnapper added, and they have a lovely 2-year-old daughter. Oh, good, said a delighted Scalia, but the justice wondered why Regulato hadn't herself sued for her fiancé's firing. Answer, because it would be difficult and maybe impossible for her to get money damages for someone else. Justice Alito then turned to another question. A fiancé is a relatively strong case, but I can imagine a whole spectrum of cases, supposing they were just dating, or had once dated, or were just good friends. Where do you draw the line? That question continued to be front and center when the government's lawyer, Assistant Solicitor General Leandra Krueger, representing the EEOC, rose to argue in support of the couple. Justice Alito, put yourself in the shoes of the employer. Do you have to keep a journal of employee relationships to know who you can take an adverse action against? Quite the contrary, replied Krueger. If the employer doesn't know about the relationship, it's irrelevant. Chief Justice Roberts, how are we supposed to tell, or how is the employer supposed to tell, whether the employee is close enough or not? Justice Scalia, employers don't want to go before a jury to defend every employment decision. They want a safe harbor. Why can't we just say illegal retaliation is limited to members of the family and fiancés? Answer, that's an arbitrary line. I know, replied Scalia, seeming to suggest an arbitrary line is better than no line. But Krueger said there's no way to draw a bright line. While most illegal retaliation has involved a parent and child or husband and wife, she said, in one case it involved a close friend. Defending North American Stainless, lawyer Lee Gross-Lethereau emphasized the need to limit retaliation suits. Quoting the Chamber of Commerce, she said the number of retaliation cases filed with the EEOC has nearly tripled over the last 17 years. Even though many of these claims are not borne out, she said, they are expensive to defend. Justice Sotomayor, in this case, could Regulato have sued on her own behalf, claiming that his firing amounted to illegal retaliation against her that justified damages to him? Lethereau said yes, Regulato could have sued for her fiancé's firing. Sotomayor ruefully, I'd like to see the next case. Are you willing to commit your company to that today? Lethereau hesitated, and Sotomayor took pity on her. I won't do that to you, said the justice, moving on to another question. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.